A report commissioned by Ohio's three major public school groups shows that state funding for K-12 education has not bridged the gap between rich and poor districts. It's the first comprehensive look at state and local aid for schools since a landmark Ohio Supreme Court ruling declaring the property tax-based funding system unconstitutional. The report looked at state and local funding for Ohio's more than 600 school districts over the last 20 years, though the DeRolf ruling said the state must find a more equitable way to fund schools. Researcher Howard Fleeter says overall distribution of state and local money has not changed much.
The percentage increase that the low-wealth districts had over this 20 years is 3.8% more than the high-wealth places.
That comes out to $107 more per pupil in the poorest districts, where nearly 80% of kids are economically disadvantaged. And Fleeter says 3/4 of the increase in state money came in the first 10 years after DeRolf, while local revenues have been going up in the second decade. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.